Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is warning Russia to, quote, step back. He says its relationship with the U.S. is on the line with its aggression in Georgia. A tenuous ceasefire is still in effect there, but Russia appears to have control of two cities in Georgia, including the Black Sea port of Poti. Gates says he doesn't see any prospect for U.S. military force. A big thaw in relations between the Middle East neighbors Syria and Lebanon. The Lebanese president today wraps up a landmark visit to Damascus. He secured a commitment from Syria's leader to work with Lebanon in deciding their borders. That's been a long-time demand of the Lebanese. Their statements are coming one day after both presidents agreed to establish full diplomatic ties. CNN has confirmed that Senator Barack Obama's campaign, in another bid to heal the wounds of the bitter primary season, has agreed that Senator Hillary Clinton's name be put into nomination at this month's Democratic National Convention in Denver. An announcement is expected later today. A Democratic source with knowledge of the discussions says both sides see this as a mutual decision. The complexion of America is changing, and a lot faster than you may think. In just 34 years, the Census Bureau says whites will no longer be a majority in this country. Immigration and higher birth rates, especially among Latinos, are causing a rapid shift in demographics. The report also projects that by the year 2050, Latinos will make up 30% of the population. African Americans will account for 15%, whites 46%, and Asian Americans 9%. Well, China continues its gold rush. China's Liu Guoge smashed the world record en route to winning the gold in the 200-meter butterfly. It's China's first gold in swimming in this year's Games. The only part of China's gold rush at the Olympics, it's not the only part, I'm sorry, of China's gold rush at the Olympics, Yang Wei won the men's all-round gymnastics title. That puts China narrowly on top of the medals table. They brought home 35 medals in all, 22 of them gold. The U.S. has 34 overall and 10 gold. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.